Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as the Used Book Guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike next to Johnny. Johnny's keeping me on my toes today. I kind of appreciate it. He's got some type of long-winded title for this episode, and I don't have no words. Can I guess, like, hey, can I like to buy a vowel. I like to buy an E. Is there an E in the words? Anyway, Johnny, take us away. I have no idea what we're about to get ourselves into.
Okay, so what I've done is I prepared a words of wisdom, and I want Mike's reaction to these words of wisdom. There's many of them. I have a whole sheet of them, and we'll see what his take on these are. Ready for the first one?
Oh, man. Here we go. Let's do it.
All right. The system can be changed, and normal is not permanent.
I agree, dude. The system, I think we're going to be going down conspiracy theory rabbit holes with this one. I think the system is designed, and when I say the system, I'm thinking overall, just you being a human being in the country of the United States of America. I think the system is designed to keep you broke and relying on the system. And I do think you can change that, right? Like, I think I'm almost a perfect example of this, you know, growing up in Kensington, one of the worst neighborhoods in Philadelphia, absolute, you know, crap hole, because I can't curse, because it's still too early in the podcast. YouTube will come for us. I used to literally be in debt up to my eyeballs. I worked a $12.50 an hour job, and every dollar went to bills, and I would have $0 at the end of every month. So for me, when I hear that, that's where my mind goes, is the system's designed to keep you down, basically, and to keep you worried. But I do think if we can make some changes, whether that's your main job, your main employment, not even related to reselling, just getting ahead financially and taking those steps, that's kind of why I exist, right? It's the only reason I really do content creation and even this podcast is to help people kind of, I guess, beat the system, because the system's fixed against you. It's almost like going to the casino and they're going to win 98% of the time. I do think there is a way out. You just have to hear it and see it from somebody like me or you to get a little bit of motivation and kind of change the things around you. It could be conspiracy. Maybe people are like, no, dude, the system. I do think in this country, it's designed to keep you anxiety ridden and broke as you possibly can be.
I like it. All right, number two here. Never allow family to stand in the way of opportunity.
Oh, shit, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I got no heads up on this one, and I don't even care. I spit the facts like it is. I agree 100%, because let's think about this. Let's dissect this. If I would have somebody who couldn't hack it in college like myself, right? Go to college, you'll be rich someday. I sucked at college. I shouldn't have went, waste of money. I look at this and I think to myself, if I would have told any of my family members that I was going to have a six-figure business selling books, CDs, and DVDs at any point in my life, right? Like, they're going to be like, just stay at CVS, right? Just stay at CVS. And, you know, I think there is a safety net people have when it comes to family, and they want the best for you. But I do think in life, you have to bet on yourself and trust your gut instincts and take some type of risk in your life. And the first one is going to say you're crazy for doing it is going to be the closest people to you, which is family. I'm not saying don't take advice from family by any means necessary. I take advice from some of my family, but I also avoid some of my family. They're crazy, right? Some of the craziest people are your family members, and some of the kind-hearted, you know, nicest people are your family members. So this one's kind of loaded. I personally, where I'm at my business, right? Like, nobody else understands the business we have besides us, because we are the business. I'm not going to listen to what anybody says. The only person I really listen to is if somebody's kind of been in the business and kind of understands what goes into it. But they're always going to be throwing shit at you, right? Like, oh, why don't you sell this instead? Or I seen this video and this person selling this, right? Like, it's It goes both ways. I take some advice, but it's all with a grain of salt, and I kind of base it off my own experiences that I've had with the business. And I guess my final thought on family is don't expect them to understand what you do. Even if you are making a considerable income, it's hard to explain to people that I put books, CDs, DVDs in a box. I send them to Amazon. Amazon sells them for me. I get paid. You just have to realize, right? Especially if a lot of your family's older, they grew up in a different time, right? They had these careers where they could stay at one job for 30, 35 years, get a pension, be taken care of when they retire. I don't think that exists anymore. I mean, just a company being in business for that long is far and few in between. And yeah, man, the family one's tough. I know a lot of people are closer to their family, but you know, if I would have listened to some of my family members' suggestions over the years, like this doesn't exist at all.
All right. A deal is a deal until a better one comes along.
Deal is a deal till a better one comes along. As long as it's in like the conversation, right? Like, as long as it's, I guess, if I relate this to my business, like, hey, I'm working with this guy and I'm buying inventory from them and I'm paying 20 cents a piece. And then somebody else comes along and says, hey, I can sell you inventory for 10 cents a piece. I think if there's an open line of communication and you're clear about what the expectations are on both sides, I think that's fine. I think where this line gets crossed is a deal is a deal till another one comes along, right? And so it's like, okay, I'll give a perfect example of something that would drive me nuts, right? Me and Johnny do the podcast. Well, next week, Johnny doesn't show up. Johnny shoots me a text and says, hey, I'm on a new podcast now because they're paying me X amount of dollars. Do I understand it? Yes. But like, I'm a person where my word is worth its weight in gold, and I expect the same from everybody else. So with your deals, no matter what it is, be true to your word. But as long as both sides understand, like, hey, if another opportunity happens, I'll communicate it to you and then we can take steps from there. But it's don't cross anybody, I guess, is the big thing. And in reselling, it happens all the time. Just be straight up with people. And, you know, when you tell somebody something, like, you better mean it on the back end because I'll be the first one to cut your ass right out of my circle, right out of my whole life when it comes to saying, I'm going to do one thing, and then you do the complete opposite, where you just leave me in the dark and there's no community. It's so easy to communicate. Dude, we live in a world where you can communicate, but like people can't do it, right? Like Facebook Marketplace, anybody that's ever tried to sell anything on Facebook Marketplace, is it still available? Yes, I'll be there Saturday. Saturday comes, here I am. I shoot a message, hey, it's 10 o'clock, where are you at? Nothing back. This is a never ending cycle of just, people just don't give a shit. And it drives me nuts. A deal is a deal until a better one comes along, as long as there's a line of communication within it.
All right. There's usually an opportunity to be of service.
There always is. I mean, think about, I think the serve, I mean, we're basically in the service industry. If you think about some of our relationships that we have, right? Like, I mean, hell, your whole consignment is a service business. You provide a service for me to sell my stuff that I don't want to waste time with. I
You
think
provide
this.
a service to the library to get library deals. It's a
Yeah,
trickle down.
dude. It's a service. We are the service industry, and I think it's the greatest opportunity as an entrepreneur, whether that's reselling, right? Because we're basically supply chain, we're supplying people. That's a service. Or whether that's having a landscaping business or having a real estate. I think the service industry is going to be the forefront, right along with the trade skills, right? Like the mechanics, the plumbing. I think the service industry is right up there because we live in a society where people don't want to do things themselves. They'd rather pay money to have somebody else do it. So that gives us a whole crazy opportunity. I mean, think about it. There's people out there right now that go around and they scoop people's poop from their yard and make six figures, right? Like they provide the service of scooping dog crap, and their businesses are doing well over six figures. And it's just crazy to me. There's so many ways to make money in the service industry, but you do kind of got to be a people person. Not really in my line of work. You can just have one or two conversations a month and kind of get the inventory. But I love the service industry because I know people are lazy, and you can kind of capitalize at that in a financial way as long as it's above grade and you know you're actually doing the service that you said you're going to provide for them.
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer. Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at gotolister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
The problem with the race to the bottom is you might win.
I've been doing it for years, dude. I'll tank every Amazon listing in the universe. Who cares? Because we got to sell our items. You can have an inventory. If we relate this directly to reselling, you got 1 million items. Cool. What's that doing for you? That's probably, if your average buy costs $1, that's $1 million of inventory sitting there. Let's get everything sold today. Not yesterday, not maybe next week, not Prime Day, not Christmas Day. Let's get everything sold today. And if that means I got to be the penny scumbag undercutter or every single eBay listing I do, which I used to do, I always listed mine at the cheapest price regardless. I'm a firm believer in we need to make some damn money. And what do most people look at when they're shopping online? How cheap can I get this for? Sure, in Amazon, it's a little bit different because they kind of got it configured to the buy box where people are just so lazy they just click buy now. But I mean, anywhere else, we got to be the lowest price. And everybody's going to be pissed off and be like, well, I got something that's super collectible and I know what I got. And I sit here and say, okay, come talk to me in 6 months when that thing's still sitting on your shelf and I've sold 5,000 items because I was the lowest price and my bank account continues to go up and you continue to have your super collectible item and I know what I got and it's only going to go up in value, Johnny, if I just keep it listed for 20 more years in my garage. Dude, this is, I mean, let's be real. Amazon's a race to the bottom. Don't care what anybody says. I've done this and I showed results over the past 5 years. Price is the main contributing factor to selling items on Amazon. Keep all the slander off my timeline of matching the buy box or there's blind spots. Blind spot my ass. It's not going to pay your electric bill at the end of the month. Let's sell everything. And if I got to be the penny undercutter, if me and Johnny are on the same listing, guess what? We are tanking that listing and it's going to be sold for $3.
Well, Mike is. I'm just waiting my turn in line.
Yeah, well, I'm not waiting. I'm tanking everything.
Lowering expectations can increase satisfaction.
Oh, yeah, dude. You can't be crazy with this, especially if I relate this directly to me. Got expectations around YouTube, our group, our calls, the podcast. You have to have realist expectations. I mean, I think when we all start, we have crazy expectations, right? So I do think at some point you lower your expectations because they become more real and you realize the amount of work it takes to be a seven-figure a year reseller, right? Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Mike, but that's not going to be you, right? So you have to lower your expectations to something that's real. And I think when we start, we always have these crazy grand ideas of like, I'm going to be the biggest mega seller ever. And you have to be more of a realist. I wouldn't consider it lowering expectations as it is accepting the business you have and what you can turn it into, because there's limitations to this, man, right? Like, we say the inventory is all there, but there's only so many hours a day. There's only so many places around us we can get it from. If we max out everything, then your expectations are what it is, what it is at the end of the day. So yeah, I mean, I'm not saying be like, well, I'm just going to be, you know, I can't sell $1,000 a month, so I'm just going to go for $10 a month, right? Like, that's sissy la-la stuff. Be realistic with your expectations, and sometimes you got to lower them because it is what it is. I mean, that's just the reality of the business, and if that doesn't give you the results you need, then you can try something else. Get your time back, add on another stream of income, right? There's so many different things we can do.
We might not need more time. We simply need to decide.
Oh, yeah, dude, 100%. I mean, come on. This is like this one drives me nuts, right? Because if we keep doing the same thing, if we keep being a crappy reseller with crappy listings and crappy products, all the time in the universe is not going to save you. Time is the most valuable thing we have. We can experiment with things. You're like the king of crazy experiments. You probably got like 30 different ones going on right now. I think you have to try different things, but I do think the reselling overall spectrum has been stagnant for a while now. I think we are seeing a little bit of innovation with the live selling and the different AI tools out there, but I still think there's a lot of people that are listing the same way that they did in 2020 when anybody would buy anything on the internet, right? Because we couldn't leave the house. And those people, unfortunately, go away with time, and they may seem like they're the loudest in the room because they are, right? They cry and they whine about everything, but if you're not doing nothing different, I mean, think about how much we've changed just this year alone in our businesses. Time ain't going to save us, dude. Time is our enemy, right? Like, it's not our friend. So just keep doing the same stupid stuff. Like, you can do that for the rest of your life, and you'll be exactly where you're at. You won't even be exactly where you're at today. You will be worse off because things are going to continue to change. And you go out of business like Kmart, right? No more blue light specials. Nobody's running to the end cap to buy the blue light specials no more because Kmart. You walk into Kmart and you feel like you're taken back to 1980 and we were living in the 2000s.
Helping someone get what they want is easier than changing what they want.
So this is like philosophical. Helping someone get what they want. Say it one more time.
Helping someone get what they want is easier than changing what they want.
I think it is. I think it is easier to get them where they need to be instead of changing what they want, because I do think people get kind of locked in, right? Like when I have coaching calls, I always ask everybody, what's that magic number for you that you want to make in a month, right? Like to your bank account. And then you kind of can reverse engineer it and trying to change, right? Like that's like me trying to tell you to change your business and like trying to get you on board. I think that's a lot harder pitch than me just telling you, hey, you want to make 20 grand a month, then I need you to do 20,000 listings. And then you kind of can see how many you have to do. So for me, I think there's a path forward no matter what your goals are in this business. You just have to realize it's going to take time and there's going to be different levels to it, right? Like if you want the more revenue you want, the more work and probably infrastructure you're going to need in the business at the end of the day. So if you're that person that's new and you're like, hey, I want to have the warehouse, well, okay, let's baby steps, right? Like there's going to be getting relationships, there's going to be storage units, probably going to be multiple storage units. Then you're going to think about brick and mortar, and then you get the warehouse. There's levels to it. So I think it's easier to have a plan of growth to get them to that end one instead of just trying to change the end one just so they can kind of do what they do to get there already. Because most people, dude, are just like dead set on like, I want this, and they don't think about the steps. And it's harder for me to say, hey, you're not going to get this, right? Like it's a harder sell to straight up tell somebody like, hey, you're never going to get that, so you need to change it. I could just be like, well, if you want to be $1 million a year, here's exactly what we need. If our average sales price is $20, then here's exactly how many items we have to sell in a year to get you there.
All right. Hear all, trust nothing.
Hear all, trust this. I mean, this is 100%, right? Like somebody listening to this podcast, right? A lot of people consume content, and even if it is the most trustworthy person, and I tell you, I've been doing it this way for 5 years. Like we even do it now. Your main line is everybody can run their business as they see fit, and I think it's true because not everybody's business is the same, right? You might be able to take tidbits away from me, away from Johnny, but at the end of the day, you got to do it yourself. And when you do it yourself, you get the actual results in front of you from your specific business. So 100% trust nothing besides when you actually do it. You might have a better way that works better for you. You might have much better processes. Everybody is completely different. So yeah, hear all, but don't trust no, but I don't give a shit who they are because their business is not the same as mine, Johnny's, yours, or anybody else's in the universe. Different things work for different people. Is there fundamentals that go across the board? Sure, you got a list every day. Sure, you got to send a box to Amazon every week. But other than that, don't do something crazy just because I tell you to do it. Because just because it works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you.
Your competitors are actually your allies. I do a lot of business with a lot of my competitors.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you really look at the overall term of competitor, you're a reseller, I'm reseller, and I send you shit to sell for 50-50 just because I don't want to do it. So, I mean, I think, that it's a fine line of don't get ripped off by the person, right? Like, it pisses me off like when I see people donating to the Goodwill because that's a competitor. So like I when it comes to allies, like they're not my ally, but like I do think you having relationships in this business means a lot. But dude, we can't be talking to 50 million people. Like, let's narrow down our circle, right? Like your inner circle when it comes to business and people that are in the business, if it's somebody you're going to talk to on a daily or weekly basis, we can't have 100 contacts, the phone going off all day long. We cannot live that life because that takes focus away from our business. But I do think competitors can be allies. I mean, me and you, it's basically us, right? Like we're
Yeah.
competitors, we're allies. I think don't get frustrated if you see somebody else get results you don't get, right? Like I'm happy for everybody. I hope everybody makes 10x what I make. I'm 100%. I have nothing inside me is like, God damn you, Johnny. Like you're making all this money and I'm over here making nothing. I'm glad I want to see everybody succeed more than I do. So I think this is a hard one for people to swallow, but for me, I'm glad. I'm happy for everybody to make some money. And all my competitors, you know, all the people in the group I see as allies and are also competitors. And I do think you can learn things along the way from other people, but don't get overwhelmed with all the noise that's going to be in the reselling world, especially as you start to make friends and I guess business partner friends where, you know, they're going to give you advice on how you should run your business.
If you thought that one was hard to swallow, you can't buy fate.
You can't buy fate.
A lot of courses that say you can.
You can't. I mean, you can't because no money in the world is higher. I guess I'd take that back. But if you have an infinite supply of money, why would you ever even start a business to begin with? I think there is something to be said to buy things that are going to expedite your speed of growth in business, right? Like 100% for every bad course, there's a great course out there, right? For every YouTube membership that's $2.99, like ours, there's a shitty one out there, right? I think leveraging capital, if you have it, to kind of grow your business a little bit quicker or hear from somebody that's been doing it longer than you have and, you know, has a proven track record, I think there's something to be said for that. But we're talking a percent of a percent out there because most people aren't really giving you the real picture of their business, right? But they'll be the first one to say, hey, sign up for a one-on-one. Hey, pay me X amount of dollars to, you know, join my leads list. Leads list is one of the biggest scams, right? Like I put a list out there and it's like all these hot items. It's just like, it's the same shit going out in every group. And people just post this, and what happens? Everybody goes and buys the Furby, the 2025, you know, Furby, and of course the price tanks because every leads list in the universe has that Furby on there. So you can buy expedited business growth, but it has to be from the right person, and it's not just you're just going to show up. And I'm going to tell you the secret recipe to be X amount in sales. It's going to be, okay, there's going to be steps to this. You can't just magically overnight, just because you sign up for something, start making hand over fist money. It's everything that's sold that way is a scam. Anything that thinks you're going to start today and by the end of next week or by the end of next month, you're going to be making hand over fist dollars is 100% a scam. And they just bank on getting that money from you in the beginning. And then they don't care if you go away because they already got your money up front.
Consistency is more useful than authenticity.
Ooh. For me, this is my question. My answer would be different than I would say most people because being the social media YouTuber, my authenticity is the only thing that's got me here. Could I get away with not being consistent and still have the YouTube channel and still make some money in the business? 100%. But if you are the person that maybe likes to inflate your numbers, but you're consistent with the business and you're actually making money, at the end of the day, you got to be consistent regardless, right? So that's a tough one, man. I think you can go either way on this. I do think there's a lot of people that put false numbers out there, right? Like my bars on Amazon, I'm selling X amount of dollars, right? But if they are consistent, they're actually doing something to make those sales to get them there. Authenticity is a lot harder, I guess, personality trait to come by in this community, right? Like you see it from a lot of, you know, a lot of us. personalities are 100% authentic. But like I said before, for every one of us that's genuine and shows you everything that goes on and all the fees that come out, there's 10 others that are like just trying to scam you into something. So I think you got to do both to kind of get where you want to be, right? I can be authentic on YouTube, but my business is what pays my bills. So like I got to be consistent in my business along with being authentic. I guess that kind of keeps me in check, right? If you have a YouTube channel and you have to post, like, you know what would change this whole thing, Johnny? If there was one reselling place where every month it automatically pulled your name, your social security number, everything, and it put how much you actually made into your bank account that month, we would never have to worry about authenticity again. Because I could just go search the database for Joe Blow, who's selling his $10,000 a month course, and be like, okay, Joe Blow, there we go, $0, 0 cents. And I think that's the harsh reality that a lot of people in the reselling space will never admit, right? Because it's cool to be a YouTuber and it's cool to be in the limelight. And I just challenge everybody to be consistent, but also authentic. And it's hard to find those people in the reselling space. And yeah, it's, you got to do both. But unfortunately, more people, I don't know, what do you think? You think more people are consistent or authentic?
I think people are more authentic. It just as the adage, everybody has the best intentions, right?
I guess so.
Do as I say, not, yeah, that one.
I think it's easier to be authentic when you're consistent because then you got the shit to back it up, right? Like it's a
There you
lot
go.
easier for
Yeah.
me. It's a lot easier for me to say, hey, let's do a video on my numbers when that money's rolling in, right? Like it's a lot, when you got the hard proof right there, sure, like this is me, this is who I am. So I think consistency creates authenticity.
Commit to one thing at a time.
Oh, to 100%. Oh man, this is a story of my life. I've tried so many damn different business models. I've tried so many different things. Things can exist within the business, right? Like the podcast, me and you, we make peanuts off this podcast 100%, but we still do it to help others. And we have it to a point where it doesn't eat up a lot of our time. But you can easily be distracted. I've tried faceless YouTube channels. I have an Amazon influencer store. I have the group. We got weekly calls. I got the coaching calls. I got so many different things. And I realize your one focus has to be like 95%, which is my Amazon business. You give that 5% to other things you want to try, maybe other things you enjoy that generate income, but you cannot stray away from your main source of income. If we're doing reselling to make money, that has to be our focus. And I know it's a hard pill to swallow for some people, but I had a coaching call this past month that was exactly this. We're doing Amazon, we're doing eBay, we're doing whatnot. So what happens here is we start to lose results from our main one, right? In this case, it was Amazon, right? Getting great results on Amazon, but you start a whatnot channel. You enjoy doing whatnot 100%, right? You're like, I really love doing whatnot. But your main source, which is your Amazon, falls off. Well, the challenge you have here is you got to pick a lane. You got to commit to something because if you keep doing this, you're never going to get the real results that you possibly could from whatnot. And your Amazon business is going to continue to slow down, along with your eBay business is going to continue to slow down. Instead of just saying, I'm going to do 95% whatnot, 5% between Amazon and eBay. Then you can kind of make a decision. Do I want to be full-time whatnot? Do I want to be full-time Amazon? But the problem is we're so scared to just cut a big part out, right? Like my eBay business, like I could list an item a day, but like that's not efficient. It's a waste of time at the end of the day. So like you got to cut all this shit out and stop trying to juggle all these platforms and cross-listing and this and that. Do something really good and knock it out of the park. You'll get way better results instead of being the person that just thinks doing more things is going to make you more money.
All right, we're going to end on this last one here. It's real philosophical. The greatest happiness is to know the source of unhappiness.
Yeah, dude, I think you're right. I mean, if you know,
I mean, what makes you unhappy?
yeah, what makes you unhappy? You know, what makes you, for me, like, I this sounds so damn greedy. Like, I mean, I guess money is the root of all evil, but it can also be the root of all happiness. And being broke and now having a little bit of money where I don't stress as much, like I want to keep my stress levels down to a minimum. And you know, being unhappy for me is being super stressed and anxiety ridden. So for me, my whole focus is to do the opposite of that. It's tough, man. I think everybody's different. Like with a lot of these Buddha-esque, you know, quotations you're throwing at me, you know, like we say, everybody's situation is completely different. Everybody has a completely different set of circumstances, set of challenges that they have standing in front of them. And I think if we can just navigate ways and build a business around that that works best for us, that is all that matters. I mean, sure, can you go hard and you can really bust your ass and get things done for a period of time? Yes, but the sacrifice, it has to be for something, dude, right? Like if we're just doing this and we're not getting no progress, we got to make a change. That goes for anything, right? It's like back to the one, you know, where you just work a job and you get a 2% raise every year, right? Like it's comfortable, it's there 5 days a week, but like the way to wealth in this country anymore is entrepreneurship and building something and providing a service or a product that is not out there. That's how you're going to get ahead. And I don't know, man. What are your overall thoughts on some of these?
I think we have to define our own personal character and our protocol for human decency. Once you know that, you know how to answer the majority of these questions. You pretty much have done that already. So that's why you didn't really miss a beat after all of these questions I asked you. People that haven't figured that out yet, they would pause and stutter and ponder on this, and they would, I don't know, take 10 minutes to get an answer for one of these questions. So once you know that, the answers I think are going to be different for each individual, like you were kind of previously saying. Like I'm a big proponent in thinking for yourself, and sometimes people don't know how to do that until the day they die, or they never get there. And your attitude and the way you carry yourself, what defines you. When we think of Mike, who is Mike? And people can say Mike's pretty much a straight up guy, and he'll tell you exactly what is on his mind. He's not really hiding anything. So people like that, I think, can answer these questions.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's tougher for us, right? Like, you know, you got your call later today and, you know, like you could be having a shitty day, right? Like we have no idea what's going on in your day today, right? Like maybe this is one of the worst days for you. Maybe it's, you know, some type of anniversary of somebody passing. And like at the end of the day, you know, we do make sacrifices. Sometimes we got to put on, you know, a happy face. We got to smile in front of the cameras, right? And that's just the path we choose. But I think as we kind of define ourselves throughout this journey of reselling, we learn how to better handle different situations, right? Whether that's personal, whether that's business related. And it does come from having a group of people around you that are upstanding people that will give you the straight answer, right? Like if Johnny gives me advice and it's absolutely stupid, I'll tell him that's stupid and vice versa. But it's hard to find that small group of people that will just be real with you because people will just bullshit you and tell you what, you know, they think you want to hear. When in actuality, like, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear what your real opinion is on this idea that we have or this maybe this new change we're putting into our business. So getting a small group of people that you can kind of trust that aren't biased, like, and are just going to tell you what you want to hear because those are the worst type of people to have around because they're just like, yeah, do it. It's great. That sounds phenomenal. And then you do it. And then, like, it's the biggest waste of time and you realize it. And sometimes, you know, you're not going to be perfect. You'll listen to somebody and you'll make mistakes along the way, but you learn for yourself that sometimes, you know, shit sucks. And finding your own goals and your own kind of path in reselling is great. We have so many different personalities in the group. And just look at the big YouTubers that resell, right? Like everybody is so different from one another. At least the core small group of people I'm subscribed to, they're all so different than one another, and they all get results. And that's kind of the eye-opening part to me is there's really no copy paste out there, right? Like there's really no used book guy 2.0, at least that I know of. I haven't been recommended yet on YouTube, so like you can do you. We're all going to be completely different in this journey financially, personal responsibility wise. And all we can do at the end of the day, and all I ask from anybody is just be straight up with me. If there's something going on, shoot me a message, tell me what's going on. Like we can have normal adult conversations. I do think people are afraid of having adult conversations around business and just actually what's going on. We kind of just compartmentalize this shit and just we never kind of talk about it or kind of realize. But sometimes, life sucks and sometimes life's great and it's good to kind of be on this journey and have people in your corner like yourself that if I have some crazy idea, I can bounce it off of. And John would be the first one to tell you that your idea sucks, but he won't say it just because it sucks. He'll actually give you reasons why. And those are the people you need. You don't need the people that are like, great idea. You need the people that are like, okay, this is a good idea, but what about this? Nothing's a perfect idea in resale, and there's always going to be tweaks you got to make along the way. Dude, this is way more philosophical than I was ready for. Like, I'm mentally drained for the day now. Like, I need to go take like a 60-hour nap.
My brain hurts. These, yeah, exactly. Now I think about these things, like what the rules of life and how you position yourself in dealing with each circumstances, because there's multiple shades. It's not black or white. Life is a bunch of gray. It's a bunch of gray, and how you navigate through these gray shades, no pun intended, booksellers. And or stay on the side of white or stay on the side of black. I mean, it's all going to be different. Everybody's going to have a different pathway.
I'll wrap it up here with this last final thought. Well, I don't know if this is the exact quote because I suck at this shit, right? I'm just a guy that sells shit and makes some money online. You are the company you keep. Is that it? Is that the exact wording of it? I believe that is 100% true. You should surround yourself with honest, trustworthy, hardworking, successful people. Believe it or not, if you are not honest and you're not hardworking and you're not successful, surrounding yourself with those people will put you on the track. But it also works the opposite way. If you're successful, hardworking, and you surround yourself with a bunch of slackers, then guess what? It's going to rub off on you. That's why you need good people. Surround yourself with good people. If you don't have friends or family, then get in a reselling group. There's plenty of genuine people out there. You'd be amazed at the relationships and connections I've built over the years of doing this. So there's always an outlet for you, good, bad, negative, positive, crazy idea, smart idea, whatever it may be. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Johnny, thanks for kind of picking my brain. I'll probably get shit in the comments, but I don't care. I do what I do,
That was
and
our
we'll
plan the
talk.
whole time. I didn't care about your answers.
We'll talk to y'all next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.